This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أحمي أجمعين أما بعد فهذه ليلة الجمعة ليلة عظيمة مباركة يسن فيها الإكثار من الصلاة على سيدي ومولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن ولاد نهاية الجمعة. The blessed night, all the barakah in this night, the sunnah to increase your salat upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. And tonight I'll tell you why. I say this every Thursday, every Friday night, or in the Islamic calendar, the Islamic days. Tonight is Friday night. That's how it works. And you know that because Ramadan kind of forces you to learn that piece of how things work. So tonight we call this Friday night. We don't call this Thursday night, even though in the country we live in, that's the culture. But for Islamically, we call this the night of Jumu'ah. It's the night right before it. And I'll narrate for you tonight the hadith that points that out, and so you know why I say this. So يروي الإمام الأئمة النسائي وأبو داود وابن ماجة في سننهم بأسانيد صحيحة عن أوس بن أوس الثقفي رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The hadith is in a collection of Nasa'i, Abu Dawud, and Ibn Majah in their Sunan. All three of them have the books or the collections of hadith that they have are called the Sunan. And of course, they're studying, understanding a little bit of why the names are different. Like, why? What's a musnad and what's a sunan? What's a jami' and what's a mustadrak and what are these books? Why are they called these names? It's important. This is historical, and it helps you comprehend how, you know, the evolution of the science of hadith, of how this kind of grew over time. And these books are the sunan. Nasa'i is obviously the most authentic of the four. Tirmidhi is a jami', but it's also a sunan as well. But those four, Abu Dawud, and Nasa'i, Tirmidhi, and Majah, they call them all sunan. But the most authentic of the four is in Nasa'i and then in Tirmidhi. Ibn Majah is the least. So a hadith that's only narrated Ibn Majah is most of the time not authentic. If it's only, that's the only place it's narrated, usually it's not authentic. There's maybe 10 hadith that are only narrated Ibn Majah that are authentic that one of the scholars did like a study and put them aside so people could know what they are. Anyways, Aws ibn Aws tells us the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام says, "Inna min afdali ayyamikum yawm al-jumu'ah, fihi khuliqa Adam, wa fihi qubid, wa fihi an-nafkhah, wa fihi as-sa'qah, fa'akthiru min as-salati 'alayya fihi, fa inna salatakum ma'rudatun 'alayya." So he said, alayhi salam, indeed, amongst the best days of your week or the best of your days is the day of Jumu'ah. It's the day that Adam was created in. It was the day that Adam died in. It's the day where the nafkha happens, meaning when that first blow in the horn that ends time. And it's the day that saqa happens in, meaning the time where the blow in the horn and we all are resurrected again. All happens on the days of Friday. So it's a day that has a lot of significance in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now obviously not everything that I pointed out are things that we look forward to. But this hadith is different than the one I narrated to you a few weeks ago or a week ago where I told you, he pointed out that it's the best of days, even for us. And I pointed out the examples he gave are all the best. Here, you can't argue that the nafkha, when time ends, that it's something good for us. It's not, because that means the chance is over. You know, the story of the human race ends there. Like there's nothing more to give. So it's not necessarily good for us, but it's a day, he didn't say it's the best of your days, it's afdal. Al-fadl is significance. Now I said, I translated it, because that's the far as the English language can go. Inna min afdali ayyamikum, if you want to be very precise in the translation, what he's saying is amongst the highest ranked days of your days. That's what he's saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the ranking is not something that you and I do. The ranking is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. So he ranks the day as very significant. And on that day, certain significant things happened. Adam was created, Adam died. Of course, the study of why those things are important is a whole different, honestly, this is not, it's not what the hadith is I'm trying to do today, so I'm not going to get into it. But it's important to understand why that's significant. And the nafkha and the saqa, meaning the establishment of Yawm al-Qiyamah, the first blow in the horn, the second blow, all happens on that day. So what do we do? It's a highly, قَالْ فَأَكْثِرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ فِيهِ. So perform a salah upon me as much as possible. صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. But that was his piece of advice, that this is a day, there's a lot of significance to it, so make a lot of salah upon me. فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ مَعْرُوضَةٌ عَلَيْهِ, because your salah upon me is, مَعْرُوضَةٌ, meaning it's going to be shown to me. I'll see it. فَقَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. كيف تعرض عليك صلاتنا وقد أرمت يعني بليت. How is it that you're going to see it and you've been dead for at that point you have been passed away for a very long time and there's nothing and you're أرمت meaning that there's nothing left of you. فقال إن الله حرم على الأرض أجساد الأنبياء. And indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it haram for the earth to take the bodies of prophets. And that's a whole different topic of discussion that I'm not going to get into tonight. But the Prophet alayhi salam, what he was trying to explain to us is that he is still aware. This is the point, in my opinion, that's important. That's the point that I believe is significant. All the other details aren't. The point he's making is that he is still very much aware, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of what's going on. He is not somewhere else where this is just happening. No, this is his ummah. During his life, he watched over physically. And after his death, he watches over it as well spiritually. He continues to watch over us. He watches. He is human, but he does watch. He is aware. He knows who is doing what and who is putting in what effort. Because this matter concerns him greatly. The legacy that he left behind, the future or the destiny of the Quran and the teachings that he left and the way of life that he established for us is something that concerns him a great deal. So he continues to be aware of it, alayhi salatu wasalam, as it goes along. He is never in a position or in a state where he is unaware of things, where he doesn't know what's happening. No, he knows. To the point where if you say, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barak ala Sayyidina Rasulillah, he is aware of that. He is made aware of it, alayhi salatu wasalam. You give salams to him and he sends his salams back to you, sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That's important. You know why it's important? When there's a supervisor, and the supervisor leaves, things tend to, you tend to relax a little bit, right? Like it's just how it works in any environment. If the supervisor's there, you're working hard, they leave for the day, you sit back in the chair for a few minutes. Khalas, he's not here. We'll do it on our own time. Alayhi salatu wasalam is still very much aware of what he left behind. He may not be here physically, alayhi salatu wasalam, to watch over you and to remind you what you need to do, but he continues to watch. And he knows what's happening, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the point where even a salah upon him, alayhi salatu wasalam, arrives at his doorsteps. And he responds to it. And that's, I think, the point here that's important. And Yawm al-Jum'ah specifically is a day where he looks forward to the salah that you perform upon him, alayhi salatu wasalam. From the night of Jum'ah, throughout the whole day, it's beautiful for us to continue or to, honestly, that's one of the things I hope to achieve within this community is that whenever we talk about him, especially on the minbar, the people salli alayhi, because people don't. When I came here the first time, I remember very vividly, I came in 2013, the imam on the minbar, would give his the beginning of the Jum'ah khutbah, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, and everyone's just sitting there looking at him. And I was the only person saying, and I got very, and I felt almost a little bit out of place for a moment because the only person whose voice came out, but it was very weird. How is that? It's Jumu'ah. Like, if you don't do it other times, I can't understand it even then. But I can at least cut you some slack. But it's Jumu'ah. And the guy, if someone in front of you is saying, Sallallahu ala Muhammad, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then automatically you should find joy in this. You should find joy in it. I mean, it should bring serenity and tranquility to the heart. And if it doesn't, then you need to find out why it doesn't. Because it must bring something to you when you salli alayhi salatu wasalam. It should be words that fill your not only your mouth, but your heart and your mind because you enjoy saying it. Because you love him alayhi salatu wasalam. You hope to be with him. And he told us specifically, this is a very significant day. Increase your salah upon me. Sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barak alayhi. Yarwi al-imam al-nasa'i wal-imam Abu Dawud wal-imam ibn Majah. كل في سننه بسند صحيح عن أوس بن أوس الثقفي رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن من أفضل أيامكم يوم الجمعة فيه خلق آدم وفيه قبض وفيه النفخة وفيه الصعقة فأكثروا من الصلاة علي فيه فإن صلاتكم معروضة علي. قالوا يا رسول الله كيف تعرض عليك صلاتنا وقد أرمت يعني بليت. قال إن الله حرم على الأرض أجساد الأنبياء. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سمعت الحمد لله لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك وعظم على سيدنا محمد وعلى